opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio App. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth. Because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said. All right, now. This episode is called Thundercats Go. Y'all remember that cartoon? So, little snippet and secret about me. I love cartoons. I'm a big cartoon buff. I like animated stuff, especially adult animated stuff. I don't know. Hey, everybody likes what they like, but yes. So, in Thundercats, you know, they had that thing where they say, Thundercats, Thundercats, roar. And I was like, yay. And, you know, I think that show go back to 1985 or something like that. I don't know. But even though I still was watching cartoons, it's no big deal. I like them. Hey, so it is what it is. But you already know. I start off talking about Thundercats. I must be tripping on something else, right? So, I started looking into big cats. And what is the significance of big cats? So, when I was looking at big cats, I was thinking lion versus tiger. And man, I sat there and I watched, I only watched like two or three. I really didn't watch that much shit because I was like, I really don't give a shit. I'm not going to be doing shit with a lion or a cat. So, I mean, but I was curious, you know, I needed to get a little bit of information just because I love to learn. So, but, you know, so anyway, I learned some shit, though. I learned some real cool ass shit. First of all, a tiger will fuck you up. A tiger will beat a lion's ass. And it's so funny because the lion is the king of the jungle, but the damn tiger technically lives more in the jungle. I was like, ain't this some shit? So I learned a lot just did that little snippet of me actually paying attention and shit. And like, I didn't know tigers was that damn big. Like I don't ever in this fucking life want to run into a damn tiger. I'm just like, God damn. I mean, they are huge, huge, huge. And of course, I saw some trifling shit. So check this out. The lion is like the typical man today. You know, he thinks he can have multiple women and shit. And he's lazy. You know, he only work when he need to fight and shit. But the women do all the work. Like, literally, that sound like marriage to me. Like, you know, when you get married and, you know, then he expects you to cook, clean, go make some money and shit, and come back and fuck him. Like, and what do you do? Oh, I'm just gonna go to work. But, like, the lioness do every damn thing. They bring home all the shit. Like, you know, he sit back and sleeps. Now, check this out. Did y'all know? Did anybody? Because I didn't know this. Did you know that the damn lion sleeps anywhere from 16 to 20 hours a day? Are you fucking shitting? It's 24 hours in a day and your ass is asleep 16 to 20 of them? I was like, oh my God. These lazy motherfuckers. You know, I was just like, I don't want no parts of no man who has the characteristics of the lion. So the lion is like this, you know, got his chicks doing multiple shit. He got multiple chicks. And he's okay with other dudes coming around. Because he's just lazy. And they all laying on their ass. They all sitting back, baby, bring us a beer because we watching the game type shit. Are you for real? And I was just like, what kind of shit is this? But hey, they all prideful. And they like hanging around and shit and big family, you know, big family units and don't get shit done. You know, their food is all out in the open. They land in the open because they think, you know, I got this big old mane. Ain't nothing going to come for me. You know, I'm the top of the predatory chain, you know. It's a lot of big dick energy. So when I thought about Thundercats, the first thing I thought about was big clit energy. Like, what is big clit energy? So, of course, again, I had to study these cats. So what did I learn about the damn tiger? So, you know, the tigers, you know, it's so the tiger, he represents power, courage, and strength, and all of that. And then I didn't even know it was that many damn different types of tigers. So, you know, lions, it's just one type. They one color. You know a lion when you see it. It's got a mane, boop, boop. You know, the end of the tail is black. That means it's a male. I learned some shit. And so, but with the tiger, they like 9 different types of tigers, and 3 of them is extinct and shit. Like, they don't even come around no more. And then, like, the stripes is all the way down on the skin. And did you know that when a tiger roars, it can actually paralyze you for a few minutes? I'm like, what? Because it, I don't know, because the sound is at such a pace, or, I don't know, some hertz and shit, 18 hertz or 20 hertz, whatever the hell they said on the video. But, like, the tiger's roar has the ability to paralyze you temporarily. I'm like, when I tell you, I just don't want nothing to do with a tiger. And then, but it was kind of sexy though, because he could paralyze you. You know, I kind of think about this strong man that just kind of mesmerized me or whatever, you know, got me going. Let me think about this. And not only that, like, the tiger, he's just muscular. They more muscular than lions, because a tiger can stand up on his hind legs and shit. You know, it's like a weigh like 500 pounds, and he's standing up on his back legs, and he can just kill you with one swipe. One swipe. He can kill a lion with one swipe. I'm like, dang. Ooh. And did you know, I think they messed up when they made the Scorpio, you know, because they always talk about Scorpios are the most, you know, in the Zodiac, Scorpio is the most vengeful. And I thought, well, shit. But then here it is, tiger is the most vengeful animal on the planet. It will get revenge. And so that's how certain tigers got their name. And I was reading how the tiger won't forget it, go back and get your ass later. I said, boy, all right. And then, you know, tigers, they only hang with their chick when they want to, you know, when they want some ass. They go and hang around and shit. But they like, bitch, you got your place and I got mine. You know, it's like, you don't come into my territory. You get into very territorial and solitary type. And I said, I wonder, is the tiger like a sigma male? And then the lion is like the alpha male, the typical our society alpha male. And then the tiger is the sigma. I said, I'm learning today. And did you know, them damn sneaky, trifling ass female lions go and get boinked by a male tiger and create a species called tigons. So yeah, but it's only done by a female lion, because they get tired of their sorry, trifling ass man. So they go over there and get them a tiger and get some tiger penis and make a tigon. I've never seen a tigon, but now I'm going to be looking for that shit, because I just think that's so damn cool, right? Anyway, so that was my little education and lesson about lions and tigers and who was the badass and who's going to win. I mean, I was really just caught up in this shit. Like, lions ain't got no stamina. Damn, that sound like that one pump or that one nut and quit it type dude. Like, you know, you just set the whole tone for the whole night to be perfect, and you only get fucked for 10 minutes for one night, not even the next morning, and you going back home. Like, I'm not used to that type of behavior, partner. I'm used to getting me 10 nuts in the night or something. I want to get off. Like, I don't even think I did. Damn. Anywho, I'm not even going to go into that. We still talking about Big Clit Energy. So, I'm going to tell you, Big Clit Energy. I was under attack this week. I was under attack because this boy pussy ass dude, I don't know what else to call him. It's so mean to call a man a bitch. So I'm going to just call him a boy pussy ass dude. But anyway, just won't leave me fuck alone. I mean, really, at this point, when you start calling a man a bitch or a boy pussy, it goes into some psychological issues. And a good friend of mine, we had a conversation about some people's sexual practices can cause mental illness. And I am 100% in agreement with that, because this joker has not had the ass and is acting crazy. I'm like, well, what does that? So then, you start asking yourself, if I ain't even give him the pussy. So, you be like, what do your ass got to have in to make a man plot and shit and do all this crazy shit? I'm telling you, I was under attack. So, I got some crazy threatening ass text messages and phone calls and shit. I got one that's talking about, I'm going to marry you. And if you cheat on me, I'm going to divorce you. Fuck. I was like, okay, sir, you still married, right? Fuck you mean you gonna marry me? I mean, I was under attack. I was under attack. And I started just really tripping, Thundercats go. I'm the Sword of Omens. I'm looking for it. I need that. I need that in my life. Because it gives you sight beyond sight. who is the real king up in here? I just think there's a divide between Big Clit Energy and Big Dick Energy. See, Big Dick Energy was when I was flirting with this one guy. And I just thought he was going to back down and not even, snap back with it. But then he came back, hey, mommy. Can I see you later? I'm like, whoa. Now, I didn't retreat it because, I wasn't expecting that. I was just saying hi. I wasn't trying to go next level with whatever it is you're doing. But, to me, that was like some big dick energy. And, because I don't see somebody with a small dick energy trying to do nothing that fast, or trying to push up, move up, and this and that. I just was like, oh, okay, so he gave me big dick energy, so then you have to figure out what you want to do with it. What is big clit energy, though? Big clit energy is just like a bossed-up ass female. Bossed-up female can represent big clit energy because when I think about the challenges that women go through, if you bossing up and you handling all your shit on your own, you doing all your own shit, it's like, I don't necessarily need you. I want you. That's big clit energy. Big clit energy is like Maya Angelou, when she said, if I want a lover, I'll take one. I'll find me one for that purpose and whatever it is that I need him for. And I was like, okay. So I don't have necessarily have a husband, but I can take a lover when I want one. Oh, okay. I like the way that sound. I like the way that rolled off my tongue. And he's like, yeah, don't take me a lover. Don't go take me a lover. So we're learning today what big clit energy is. Not only are we learning today what it is, but we're also going to solve a problem. I've got about 2 more minutes, and I'm going to tell you about a problem that I identified. So there's a few people who are going through this pandemic through the holidays, So as the pandemic has been approaching us to a Christmas time and all of that, people are really just going through it differently, here we come up on this December 2020, and we're trying to really, really just think about what does that look like? What does Christmas in 2020, as you know, is getting this bad rap and label, what does it look like? Some people still out there shopping and doing the most. I think more people are decorating and cooking and doing more in-home things. But for the married people who don't want to be happy, or they not happy and they stuck in the house with that joker, they going crazy. They've been just like, this pandemic just ain't been good. They've been trying to find all kind of ways to get out and do stuff. And so I've been seeing a lot of violations to the marriage and everything, because I should say to the business, because you still have to understand marriage is a business. And I've gotten people send me emails, call me and say they don't agree with me on that. And I'm like, whatever the hell, dude, you either the CEO or you the chump. I don't care. Secondly, that joker, the other joker that's there is the head of HR. They have a high position, you know, because they help with, you know, employee and development and everything that's going on in your LLC or whatever the hell you want to call your shit. But I got a real problem when you got the side chick basically calling the damn shots. Somebody needs to fucking get fired. I'm sorry. Somebody over there needs to get fired. You need to make some serious personnel changes and think about what you're going to do when housekeeping is over there making decisions and got the CEO cleaning the floor. What kind of shit you running over there? These households are just trash. You having a full-fledged fucking conversation and argument with another woman or another man. Why are you arguing with somebody else's boo? What kind of shit is going on over there? Like, I don't know if the pandemic is in the air to the point that it's fucking people's heads up. But I'm telling you, people are doing crazy shit. You got folks that's not in a relationship with you getting mad because you didn't call. You didn't call me. I don't know why you didn't. Dude, I am not employed for your services. Employed, I am not on staff. What the fuck? Clean your own shit up. You know, like, it's like you in the park in a bear shit in the woods and you want somebody to come clean it. Well, who the fuck? Nobody goes and clean up bear shit. It's just there. But that's from a single standpoint. You know, it's like, that's my shit. It's whatever it is. My stuff, I clean it up. But you got people that's in relationships just out of line, out of order. I mean, just, you're just waiting for the ship to sink. You're waiting for the whole business to you know, go down. Like, y'all need to get y'all shit together. I'm sitting over there like, is that the CEO cleaning shit up off the steps? Hey, girl, yeah. He just stepped in and walked that shit all through the house. Now, the housekeeping got his ass cleaning up. And goddamn, the department of HR just sitting back letting all the shit go live. Baby, get y'all shit together. Get y'all shit together. If you need pink slips, then hand them motherfuckers out. Don't call me. Hand your pink slips out. Get your shit together before you come over here trying to fuck up mine. I am good. I am in a good space. Ooh, I had to just be myself on this particular thing. Oh, shit. And let me tell you, here's some valuable advice. Don't waste your damn time and don't answer the damn phone. At least that's what Benny told me. All right. And that's what Tanisha said.
Yo, I told you he's going to be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio app. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth, because many of you can't handle the truth. Get them, Tanisha.